What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. I am always excited for Microdose Monday, so that's what we're going to dive into. I got a message, I got an email this week about someone asking for information on microdosing. And she said, I just need all the research about whether or not it's legal where I'm at. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you guys. You have to channel your inner rebel, okay? Just like you did when you smoked weed before it was legal, just like they did when booze was banned and they figured out a way to get around the rules. It's a rebel's act, okay? And this is literally something that matters a lot to me. Why it was important to me, or why, you know, I would take the risk. Yes, there are a lot of counties in different states, not a lot, but several handfuls of counties that it's decriminalized. Okay. Meaning if you have a little capsule and for some reason they made a big deal of it, because that's literally, I get my product in a capsule. Okay. It just looks like the rest of my supplements. In fact, I've gone through airports and anywhere else you can imagine with this capsule in my pocket. It literally looks like everything else. Okay. There's no, you know, it's very discreet packaging. There's not a big red label that says, you know, in this bag are contents, you know, illegal drugs, whatever that is. But it mattered to me because of the change I saw in my life. That's why it's important to me, you know, and I'm not telling you guys to go start an entire garden of your own shrooms to start this journey. I'm saying there's a lot of people, not just through my connection, but there's a lot of people out there that have plenty of access to psilocybin. There's literally a place in Colorado. I see them advertising all of the time. I haven't tried the product, haven't tried it, but you know, they talk about how they send it out, you know, discreetly as well. And one of their biggest things is people worrying about it being legal or not. It's not okay. Because there's no money in your health, right? Everybody in this world has some set, like we all have these complex brains, okay? And the world got crazy with all of these labels, neurodivergent, whatever you want to call it. Like our brains are a lot and we don't even understand most of it, but it's part of that human, you know, action, that human experience that we take whatever gift our brain has given us, you know, whether it's, you know, your attention span, your, you know, attention to detail, your need for repeated patterns or, you know, discipline schedules, whatever that is, you make that work for you. You turn it into like part of your superhero identity. And something like psilocybin, you know, gives me the space to do that. You guys know, like we have chatter in our brains, okay? This complex organ, it's constantly buzzing with activity. And this activity often manifests as like that internal dialogue, okay? I call it chatter. And this chatter encompasses a myriad of thoughts, okay? Worries, distractions. I know there's this whole, I'm still in a lot of the health and wellness circles. I promoted, you know, diet products for a really long time. I'm still in those groups and I hear people talk about food chatter all the time. Like their obsession of when they wake up, what they're going to eat, what comes next. Like a lot of the chatter in their head is food, and that it becomes an obsession, which can, you know, turn into something that ends up being completely unhealthy in a lot of ways for people. But I mean, if you look at the research, because there's been research done with psilocybin in a lot of places, the compound in these mushrooms, it's a method to quiet that internal chatter. It alleviates symptoms of various mental health conditions. Okay. This isn't just Brandon Lynette and nobody talking about, you know, her personal experience. You guys, I'm telling you, the research is out there. Get outside of yourself. Get on the internet and find where these places are doing the research. I mean, there's literally, I got an email for a test they're doing 45 minutes from my house. They got the green light to do this study on psilocybin. Okay. They're doing hero doses, not in a hospital setting. I'm not sure if it's at one of the hospitals or if they're just like, equipping it. I didn't read too far into it because, again, the hero's dose, I don't promote that. I don't coach on that. I don't talk about that. That's not my cup of tea. Okay. And I'm not saying it's bad. I think a lot of people have a great experience from that, but it's just not for me. And it's not what I was looking for. You guys need to understand that chatter in your brain. Okay. That's the continuous stream of thoughts, emotions, perceptions that kind of take up the space in your mind. And it can range from like mundane concerns to profound existential reflections. Okay. Where you're like going down the rabbit hole of do aliens exist and all of the things like, what does it all mean? What is our purpose? What is out there beyond the atmosphere and the stars? What's beyond the star? All of this. It plays a significant role in shaping our experiences and behaviors. So you've got all this influence in your life that has kind of shaped the chatter. Okay. And while some level of mentor, the chatter, it's normal. Okay. Excessive or intrusive chatter is disruptive. It's detrimental. Okay. And so we bring in these conditions like anxiety, depression, ADHD. These are all associated with heightened levels of internal chatter. Okay. I have a million tabs open in my brain and it's doing 100 things at once. And sometimes I forget that my human body cannot do all of the things that my brain does. And it can be exhausting and frustrating. And I am the person that drives in the car with no music. Like sometimes I just need it to be quiet. I was doing some video testing. I'm starting a new thing on TikTok. Make sure you guys are following me over there. You'll find me. Okay. You'll find me. But I'm starting a new thing and I'm testing out the video and the lights. And I've watched a few other people do these videos and a lot of them have music. So number one, I've got a Lumi light in my face. Okay. I've got colored lights that reflect on the wall behind me. And then music, and I'm staring at a screen and I'm going to have to be working a computer to be able to help these people, you know, grow their experience on TikTok. And it was a lot. I looked at my husband and I'm like, I think this is going to be too much for me. Like, it's going to be too much for me to just really engage with people because there is so much outside stuff going on. And so part of what my intention this week for microdosing is going to be is to expand myself to that level of being able to have 100 things going on around me and still focus on, you know, helping people see their potential, focus on helping people see who they are, who they want to be, tapping away at some of their goals and dreams. And ideally just helping them monetize their social media accounts. Okay. Some of this is normal, but a lot of us, we end up ruminating on stuff. And so the tests that they have done, okay, when you take psilocybin, it's minuscule amounts, like a tiny, tiny amount. Okay. It quiets the chatter in your brain because it's modulating that neural activity. It's promoting neuroplasticity. Okay. Psilocybin interacts with your serotonin receptors. And that leads to increased connectivity between brain regions and alterations that are in your DMN. That is the default mode network, pretty much our autopilot bullshit. Okay. This is what's implicated in self-referential thoughts and mind wandering. Okay. And there's been a lot of evidence at how promising the results are from this. There's reduced rumination. This is everybody that's done it. They haven't had a bad experience in a lot of these studies. They've got reduced rumination, increased focus, enhanced creativity. So all of these trials, you know, they're studying this as a therapeutic option for things like depression, anxiety, PTSD. So anything I think that has to do with the brain. Like if you're someone who just struggles with attention and your attention span, you know, you want focus, you want mental clarity, you want, you know, that creative side to come out. You want to be able to shut your brain up. That's it. You want your brain to shut up. Because it honestly, that chatter in your brain, it does have a huge impact on your mental well-being. Okay. So we want to learn to find ways to quiet this noise and training yourself, especially when you microdose, to set aside some time with your intention. And I do this in the mornings. It'll be, you know, I take my capsule with water on an empty stomach, which if you guys ever go through my guide to get the products, I give you a personalized coaching list and I help you work through this because it does take time to get the dosing correct. Okay. Give yourself a little flexibility, but you'll never take enough that you're going to have, you know, that insane, out of body experience. Like you're not going to see things. You're not, you know, Jesus isn't going to show up and have a whole conversation with you. It's not a macro dose. You will never have enough that's going to make you trip, but there are little tell signs that will say, you know, you have taken so much, but we want to quiet that noise. You want to be able to compartmentalize the things in your brain and be able to highlight what matters the most. Okay. So this, I mean, we want to be able to use your brain as the gift that it is. And that's literally what this is doing. So you get in that quiet space, you make sure that, you know, you're just trying to stay in that meditative state, I guess. You quiet everything down. And it took a lot for me to be able to train my brain to have a conversation without, you know, going crazy. We've got these busy brains, constant stream of thoughts, memories, scenarios, anything. When you try to take yourself out of the present moment and you are into the present moment where you're not worried about stuff, it's like putting a stop to the resistance that we put out in the natural flow of the world. Okay. In the natural flow of life, we are constantly putting up resistance. Okay. With our mindsets, with our attitudes, with our thoughts, all of these things, with our habits, our actions, we're putting just all these blocks up. When you get really quiet, that is when your energy gets back on that vibration, that positive vibration, like your God gene lights up and it's like, okay, let's go. We're going to be in a state higher than this. Okay. Cause you get to choose that state of being. And when you can get your busy brain to just be quiet for a minute, set your intention with a microdosing. You know, you want to be able to be in a room with party lights and sounds without, you know, freaking out. I would have been the kid if all of these labels would have been out, you know, a long time ago. I mean, I go to B-dubs, you guys, and I feel like I need noise cancellation headphones. Like it is just so overstimulating for me. And I've got, you know, six kids. We always go as a family. We've got six kids there. There's chatter, there's people, there's TVs, there's music. I am like, what the fuck? Okay. And that has definitely, microdosing has definitely given me freedom from those situations where I can just kind of like be in myself. And there's just like a barrier to the things that are just not serving me. Okay. That overstimulation is just easier to block it out. I don't end up ruminating and hyperfixating and focusing on the shit that's making me uncomfortable. But mental chatter can be exhausting. And I mean, there's no escape because your brain is with you all the time. Okay. There's no escape. And so I get the skepticism. I get the skepticism, not only the fact that it is not going to be something you could walk into, you know, Walgreens and say, hey, I want a little capsule of microdosing. It took me a long time to find someone that I trusted that I could get the product from. Okay. It took me a long time. And there were a lot of things that, you know, didn't work for me. I don't think it was legit what it was supposed to be. Okay. It's scary and it's intimidating. And the fact that, you know, I know the risk I'm taking. I couldn't imagine what would happen if someone did decide to break open my capsule. I don't know. You know, I don't know the implications of that or what would happen, but I know it's worth it for me in the meantime. So maybe just whatever that is, it's a little rebel choice. Okay. It's a rebel choice. And a lot of people are thinking there's no way this tiny little capsule is going to quiet the noise in my head. But this is the thing. All of a sudden, your brain will be calm, it'll be quiet, and you can focus on what's in front of you. There is no more intrusive thoughts, okay? No more mental time travel. You're not spinning through, you know, the past and trying to hurl yourself into a future that you can predict because you can't. You just get this sense of presence and clarity and inner peace. That's the beauty of microdosing. It shifts your brain chemistry. Okay. A very gentle nudge, but it's a nudge. And that science is out there. It is proving how much your brain changes. that little nudge in your chemistry, and it helps you break free from the patterns of rumination, okay? Self-criticism. Everything you've done to trap yourself in your own head, microdosing will hit the mute button on that, okay? That's it. So if you're really just fucking tired, okay? Are you tired right now? Ask yourself that question. Like, if you're just like, I'm fucking tired, I just don't have it in me, okay? Whether it's that for like household things, working on your dreams, going to work, you know, trying to do things that improve your health, all of these things. I get the exhaustion, but a lot of that starts in our own fucking head, okay? So if you're ready to quiet your busy brain, I want you to message me today, because I promise you're in safe hands, okay? You're in safe hands. The product gets shipped from a county that is decriminalized, okay? That doesn't make it legal. There's a lot of red tape, okay, there. You guys want to understand, but this is a Rebels option. So Rebels only, okay? And I know that you've broken rules before. I know that nobody has ever not done something to break a little bit of a rule, but this is worth it. Okay. The fight for your life, it's worth it. It's worth it. And I mean, things are progressing. Maybe you do need to wait. Okay. Maybe you're just not ready for that. But if you do get tired of being tired, reach out to me. I promise you are in good hands. Okay. All right, you guys. Wow. I have some interviews for you guys tomorrow. I have another interview for you guys. I do need some more interviewees. I need some more people on my podcast. So please, if you are someone or know someone that would vibe on this podcast, okay, who wants to step into their full potential and inspire other people to do the same thing, someone who could hold their own in a conversation, I need you to reach out to me and let me know how I can find them, okay? If you love this podcast, listenbitchdonations.com, buy me a cup of chai. Or actually, I mean, I really have switched totally to Everyday Dose. So you guys could just hook a girl up there. I do share my favorite coffee, mushroom coffee, in the links. I do share a website. If you guys are not subscribed at BrandonLynette.com, make sure you do that. I do have this health supplement that I've been taking. It knocked a lot of products out of my cupboard. Okay. So this is going to be a one-stop shop for a lot of you guys, especially if you are someone who is concerned with like aging and you want to do it gracefully. If you want some of that skin's elasticity back, if you want some DNA repair, if you just want your core gut health to get back in track. Okay. I mean, our bodies are being fed, but they're not being nourished. Okay. This is nourishment for your body. 3 scoops a day. There are 3 ingredients in this. You will not find it anywhere else. Okay. I have private invites. It is not out for public consumption. Okay. So you have an in because you know me. I definitely say you guys need to get in on this. I think they're bringing it out in Q3 of this year. And I think once it goes public, I'm nervous myself of like, you know how shit happens, right? Like they sell out and it just gets weird. And I'm one of those people that if I have something that I take that I love, I need it to always be there. Okay. So I'm saying you have a personal invitation from me. I'll try to put that private invite in my podcast bio so you guys can check that out. Okay. It's going to say core health supplement. It's one of those things. I didn't even ask questions. Okay. I didn't ask questions. She told me a lot of things. There's a lot of research on it. I just have to be that person that experiences it and takes it. Now, listen, I've shared for you, you know, for 2 years, at least like a year and a half, that I've been taking collagen every day. Y'all are always like, your hair's growing so fast. Your skin looks so great. That was my secret. And right now I'm not taking it and I don't miss it. I can usually tell when I stop taking collagen. I can tell there's just, you know, something about it that I know it's helping. This product is covering that. There's quite a few supplements I've taken out of my everyday routine. Prebiotics, probiotics, gut health products. Like I was taking a lot of shit, you guys. I don't need any of that. Any of that. Just one product right now. And it's a staple. It's a staple in my everyday and it should be in yours as well, along with your psilocybin. Okay. All right, babes. You know where to reach me. Have an amazing day. We'll talk soon.